Hello, this is Robert Rickover. I'm an Alexander Technique teacher in Lincoln, Nebraska. I also teach in Toronto, Canada. And my guest today is Karen Evans, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in the UK. She has been a teacher for about 16 years, and she lives and teaches in Abbey de la Louche, a small town pretty much in the middle of England. A little residue of French influence there, it sounds like. And Karen, I'm going to be talking to Karen about her experience of having had, I think about 7 or 8 years ago, a hysterectomy, and how she used the Alexander technique to help her in her recovery process. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Robert. Good
Thank
to be talking
you so much
to you.
For being here. Before we talk about your experiences, could you give our viewers and listeners a very short description of what the Alexander technique is?
Yeah, sure, man. My very short description would be something along the lines of looking at how you do the things that you do and how you can do them better.
Yeah, well, all about process, all about process. Yeah. So I'm assuming when you had that operation, there were movement issues that came about from that, ability to just do ordinary things for a while, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want to talk a little about that and then how you brought the Alexander technique to bear?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think the main thing with surgery, it is a really big operation, which I was surprised about because it's very, very common, but mm-hmm. it does actually count as major surgery. And what I didn't realize until I woke up is that you end up with a 7-inch incision across your abdomen. So if you think of the abdominal muscles, it's going right through. So the base of your abdomen, almost side to side, is right through your abdominal muscles. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever done any exercise or gym work or Pilates, as well as all the Alexander work, those muscles they're intrinsic to any movement you do with your torso. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much everything is really affected by the fact that, yeah, these muscles have been, well, yes, sliced up. That's probably putting it too far. But like I said, you have this great big incision in an area that's really fundamental to movement. Mm-hmm. And coming round in the hospital bed, and you're lying there and you have plenty of time to think. And you're very aware that you want to protect this region, this lower abdominal region, from any sort of stress when you start moving. Mm-hmm. And so you have quite a lot of time to sit and think about this and think, how might Alexander help? Because a big part of the Alexander, like I said in my definition, is looking at how we do things and getting rid of extraneous excess tension and all that sort of thing. And you can turn it to anything you want, as I'm sure you know. And one of my favorite quotes from Alexander is the bit in the first chapter of his third book, when he's talking about using his reasoning processes to analyze the conditions present and reason out a means whereby. So my starting point was, well, at some point I have to get out of this bed and over there to that bathroom. And how am I going to manage that? So I'm lying there devising a procedure for me to get out of bed without putting stress on the site of the incision.
Mm-hmm. Right. And with a major muscle group that would be part of a normal getting out of bed and going out of action, essentially.
So
what was the solution?
Well, I can tell you, I had a great technique by the end. The nurses were so impressed because they were expecting to come and help me, and now I was hopping out of bed.
Yeah,
patented technique. you have to turn yourself onto your side first. Mm-hmm. So you're lying on your side facing where the direction you want to get up in.
Right.
Then you bring your knees up so they're at 90 degrees. And right. Having thought about this carefully and the knowledge of anatomy that goes into Alexander education, and you don't actually need those abdominal muscles to move your legs. Mm-hmm. There are other muscles involved. So if you're thinking really carefully, you can pretty much leave your torso alone. Just bring those knees up. Mm-hmm. And your feet are sort of dangling over the edge. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you're then in a good position to use your hands and arms to push yourself upright. So the action you'd normally use your abdominals for, you can sort of put one hand on the front of the bed and your elbow behind you and push yourself up. Mm-hmm. Using your arms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So by this point, you then sat on the edge of the bed upright with your feet dangling over the side, which is where you need to be to get out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And hospital beds being quite tall.
Right, again,
you can use your arms to take the strain to sort of shuffle yourself forward so you can reach your legs down. Mm-hmm. So they're close to the floor. Mm-hmm. And then you're out. Number
right.
one hurdle accomplished.
Right. The first step. When I was in the hospital after neck surgery, that maneuver you described was called the log roll. Does that phrase mean anything to you? Roll. We roll over onto your side, then bring your leg, just as you described. And it sounds fairly simple when it's described. But if you're sort of recovering from surgery, I remember spending quite a bit of time practicing that, and like the nurses would be happy to help me, but I would ask them just to observe and see if I was doing it.
Okay.
And it took me a while to master that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it takes a lot of thinking through and a lot of all the skills, the Alexander skills, because that's part of what we do. We get you more aware of what we're doing and how we're using our bodies. Mm-hmm. And that was just so useful. It sounds like you actually got taught a very similar maneuver by the hospital staff, right? I didn't.
Oh, really? Oh, no. That was like a key buzz phrase that was used all the time by the nurses. Yeah.
Oh.
The log roll. You master the log roll. And I used that for quite a while after I was out of the hospital as well. And in a way, I still used it. It's like a fairly reasonable way of getting from lying down to standing up. So, okay, so you're on your feet.
Yeah.
Abs are okay, right?
Yeah, we're relatively intact.
So
then you've got to walk.
Yeah. So, well, how did that part go?
Well, again, it's using the same principles, which is reasoning out, okay, I don't actually need to use these stomach muscles for very much. It's my legs that are doing the work. Mm-hmm. So having told myself that, it's then a question of the focus and the clarity of focus to let your legs do the work. Mm-hmm. And let the rest of your torso just not get involved any more than it has to. Mm-hmm. And off you go from there on.
So it's a transitional process. I mean, ultimately, down the road, you do want to be going back to using all of you. Yeah. How long did that take before you could do ordinary activities like walking, sitting, standing, so on, your whole self the way generally we encourage our students to do?
It must have been somewhere between around about the 2 month mark, I would have said. Which is quite interesting, because once I got home for a long while, you would have laughed so much to see me walking round, because straightening up wasn't an option. So I was hunched over and kind of clutching my abdomen, and I'm really aware my shoulders are curled forward and my neck is curled forward, and it's so not Alexander. And I was there thinking, stuff Alexander, he can wait. And he did. He waited for several weeks.
Well, I think in the bigger picture of things, maybe that was Alexander, given the conditions present at that time.
Well, yeah, you can say that. I analyzed the conditions present and decided yeah. fencing over was the way to go.
Well, sure. And I would think then, I mean, that raises an interesting question. So however somebody adapts to the few days, weeks, maybe even months yeah. post-surgery may be a very reasonable and good way to adapt, in your case, the hunching over. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you're going to want to let go of that pattern of moving. And the danger could be a little bit that it gets built into you. And mm-hmm. if you're not conscious, as hopefully we Alexander teachers and Alexander students are, you could inadvertently end up with a little, in your case, say a little hunch that yeah. would continue well beyond any actual physical need for it.
Yeah. Well, something yeah. I see with students coming in, I'm sure you do as well, they've mm-hmm. picked up a movement pattern following an injury or surgery, whatever, that yes. was necessary, and they've never gotten rid of it.
Yes, exactly. And, I've seen yeah. that a lot. And I've even seen it in myself much earlier when I was younger and I twisted an ankle really badly and was limping for a couple of weeks. Yeah. And I think a little bit of that limp pattern continued 20, 30 years later until I stumbled onto the Alexander technique, you know. So that being able to use what might seem on the surface like a dysfunctional pattern for a period of time, but doing it as well as is possible, which the Alexander technique would help with, and then shedding it when that was possible. That's the kind of thing the technique can really, really help with.
And it's staying away. It's making the conscious decision to do it and monitoring the fact that you're doing it and testing out, well, do I still need to be hunched over? Yes, I do today. Do I less so today? And keeping monitoring it and keeping the awareness so that you realize round about the point, you're not so sore, you must be healing, and you right. can start to hunch less, you can start to hold less. Mm-hmm. And also having the mental focus to say, right, I'm going to stop doing that now.
Right, and that skill, that's something that someone learns when they take Alexander lessons, not necessarily with that end in mind, but
not usually, no.
And I gotta say, you know, I don't know what it's like in the UK, but in an American hospital, you are inundated with people showing up, like PTs, OTs, and the like, occupational therapists, physical therapists. No? Oh, well, here we are. And some of what they told me was really useful, but one thing none of them really had was any kind of an idea, for example, of self-direction, which, you know, that's just not there. And they were able, they varied, but some of them did have some very useful strategies of the short-term type that you mentioned. I mean, for me, one of the biggest things was getting a grabber so I could pick things up off the floor without having to bend over, because that was a little tricky, and just some simple stuff like that. But in terms of really how you're managing yourself as your situation evolves, I think that's where the Alexander technique really, really is helpful in my experience. And I think it sounds like in yours.
Oh yeah, it was essential.
So is there anything else you'd like to say to people about the technique and surgery recovery?
I think we've covered the most important part. It's interesting, actually, what you say about all the advice you had from all your different therapists. I would have loved some. I had to work that out, a lot of it, from myself.
There's a difference between the U.S. and the, you know, when insurance is covering it, they pile it on.
Yeah.
And I had trouble getting enough sleep during the day. People were constantly coming in and wanting to show me some new skill. And some of it, as I say, was helpful, but a little at times it became a little wearing, you know?
Right. Yeah. And in fairness, your surgery was very different to
mine. It's a different type of surgery. Mine was neck surgery.
Really connected to movement, whereas mine isn't or wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well, maybe this is a good place to end our conversation.
So,
my guest today has been Karen Evans, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in, I'm going to say this right, Abbey de la Loche, in the middle of the UK. Is there a bigger city nearby in case someone's...
Probably the nearest one would be Leicester.
Leicester. Okay. So if you're in England and you want an Alexander lesson and you're in Leicester, Karen's the person to go to, or the Leicester area, right?
Leicester area.
So Karen, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate it.